Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 26th, morning. Myrtle trees. The myrtle trees in the hollow. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 8. The vision in this chapter describes the condition of Israel in Zechariah's day. The interpretation describes the Church of God as we find it in today's world. The church is compared to a myrtle grove flourishing in a valley. It is hidden, unobserved, asking no honor and attracting no attention from the casual observer. The church, like her head, has a glory, but it is concealed from carnal eyes because the time of her splendor has not arrived. The idea of tranquil security is also suggested. The myrtle grove in the valley is peaceful even though a storm sweeps over the mountain's summit. Tempests spend their force on the craggy peaks of the Alps, but down in the hollow there flows a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God. Psalm 46:4. The myrtles flourish by these waters, unshaken by the impetuous wind. Great is the inward tranquility of God's church. Even when opposed and persecuted, she has a peace that Jesus gives. But it is not as the world gives, John 14:27. It is the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, and it will guard our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The metaphor clearly pictures the peaceful, perpetual growth of the saints. The myrtle does not shed its leaves. It is always green. The church, even in the worst of times, still has the flourishing verdure of grace, and she often exhibits it most when the winters are hardest. She prospers greatly when her adversities are severe. Thus, the text hints at victory. The myrtle is the emblem of peace and a significant token of triumph. The church is victorious. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us, says Romans 8:37. Living in peace, the saints fall asleep in the arms of victory. September 26th, evening. Thoughts on dying. Wail, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen. Zechariah chapter 11, verse 2. When the crash of a falling oak is heard, it is a sign that the lumber harvesters are in the forest and that every tree may tremble, because tomorrow the sharp edge of the axe may find them. We are all like trees marked for the axe. The fall of one should remind us that, whether we are as great as the cedar or as humble as a fir, the appointed hour is fast approaching. I trust that by frequently hearing of death, we do not become callous to it. May we never be like the birds in the steeple who build their nests when the bells are tolling and sleep quietly when the funeral peals are ringing. May we regard death as the most weighty of all events, and may we be sobered by its approach. It ill behooves us to play while our eternal destiny hangs on a thread. The sword is out of its scabbard. Let us not trifle. It is polished and sharp. Let us not play with it. Those who do not prepare for death are more than ordinary fools. They are mad. When the voice of God is heard among the trees of the garden, let fig tree and sycamore, elm and cedar, hear the sound. Be ready, servant of Christ. Your master comes quickly. When an ungodly world least expects him. See to it that you are faithful in his work, because a grave will soon be dug for you. Be ready, parents. See that your children are raised in the fear of God, for they must soon be orphans. Be ready, business leaders, for the days of your terrestrial service will soon end, and you will be called to give account for the deeds done in the body. May we all prepare for the tribunal of the great King with a care that shall be rewarded with the gracious commendation, "Well done, good and faithful servant."